Now, with the current furore that's going on about migration and Calais and Dover and all these people coming from the Middle East and all the stress and tension that that seems to be causing amongst the British public, I wanted to just go back to an older story from 2013, in fact, and this one comes from the Daily Mail, and it's about an influx of Roma migrants into Sheffield. This is pertinent to me because I'm originally from Sheffield. I'm a proud Sheffield City lad. Now, Sheffield has always been a multicultural city with large communities of immigrants from all around the world. But the tables seem to have been turned on some of those migrants. This is what the Daily Mail had to say back in 2013, from the 12th of November. Influx of Roma migrants could spark city riots, warns David Blunkett. Mr. Blunkett called on Roma migrants from Slovakia to change their culture because their dumping of rubbish and refusal to send their children to school had caused understandable tensions. And this was originally written by Tim Shipman. British cities could be hit by rioting because of an influx of Roma migrants, David Blunkett has warned. The former Home Secretary said frictions with local people could lead racial tensions to explode in a repeat of the riots that rocked northern towns in the summer of 2001. Mr. Blunkett called on Roma migrants from Slovakia to change their culture. Sheffield citizens have already set up street patrols to combat antisocial behaviour by the Roma. Britain is home to more than 200,000 Roma migrants, most of them from Eastern Europe. Quote, if everything exploded, if things went wrong, the community would obviously be devastated, Mr. Blunkett said. We saw this in Bradford, Burnley and Oldham all those years ago when I first became Home Secretary. If things implode, it's not outside here that cops it. It's the community. On that occasion, more than 200 people were jailed after racial tensions erupted and Asian communities clashed with far-right groups such as the National Front. Mr. Blunkett claimed that the cultural gulf between the community in Sheffield and the Roma was far greater than that between white Britons and Pakistani immigrants. He said, quote, the Roma youngsters have come from a background even more different culturally because they were living in the edge of woods, not going to school, not used to the norms of everyday life. We've got to change that. Mr. Blunkett said locals were entitled to grumble about the large influx of migrants from Roma communities, but they should not stir up hate. Quote, I wouldn't want other people to put up with things I wouldn't put up with myself. He said, this is nothing to do with criticising people about being racist. By all means grumble, but don't stir up hate. If you set a fire alight, you came from Bradford, you saw it. Nobody gained from that. Mr. Blunkett said the understandable tensions between locals and Roma were evidence of a cry for help from very many people who want the authorities to intervene and return their communities to the semblance we had before. The former Home Secretary called on the police to persuade Roma people not to spend all their time in the street and discourage them from throwing rubbish. He accused the government of having its head in the sand over the true numbers of Roma in Britain. In 2011, official estimates suggested relatively few Roma citizens lived in the UK. The Mail quoted the mayor of two Romanian villages as saying half of their residents will move to the UK when restrictions are lifted in January. Colin Gabriel Adrian said he believed 50% of the 1,100 people in poverty-stricken Barini and Ulyuk could travel to Britain in search of higher salaries and the generous welfare system in the new year. He added, in January, the only thing left in the village will be the goat. And let me just add that when this article refers to local members of the community, they're talking about the Asian community. People from Pakistan and Bangladesh, etc. These are the same people who suffered racism when they came to the city all those years ago from the indigenous white population who then moved out of those parts of the town, which are now almost entirely 100% Pakistani or Bangladeshi. And it's now those people that are complaining about the influx of Roma from Eastern Europe. ironic, really, that those people who suffered are now doing exactly what they accuse others of doing. And this was in 2013. One can only imagine how tensions have risen now. In fact, here's a story from just the last month on prolificnorth.co.uk. Benefit Street producers to explore immigration in Sheffield for a new Channel 4 documentary. Channel 4 is to visit Sheffield for a new documentary exploring the impact of immigration on a single community. Keeping Up With The Carns, made by Sheffield Street producers Love Productions, was filmed over 15 months in the Page Hall area of the city. Each episode of the 4x60 series will focus on a different community: refugees, Roma migrants, the Pakistani and white British communities. Page Hall's tightly packed terrace streets were once home to a predominantly white working class community. During the 60s and 70s, migrants from the Pakistani-controlled area of Kashmir came to the area and thrived, owning properties, shops and restaurants. Over the past 5 years, more than 1,500 Roma migrants from Slovakia have moved to the area hoping to build the sort of prosperous lives for themselves that previous generations of immigrants now have. While some of the long-standing white residents and established immigrants have become frustrated with the influx of Roma into the small community and accuse them of antisocial behaviour, other locals have tried to give the new arrivals opportunities to make a better life for themselves. Channel 4's head of documentaries, Nick Mursky, who commissioned the series, said, quote, "Immigration is one of the most hotly debated and polarising issues in Britain today. What we are doing with this series is showing audiences how complex the subject is and reflecting the human stories behind the rhetoric and provocative headlines." Kieran Smith, Love Productions' creative director for Factual, added, quote, "We had exceptional access to the different communities living in Page Hall who wanted to share their lives with us. The series shows the tensions that can arise when people from a wide range of backgrounds and ethnicities live side by side, and also what can be achieved when they work together." Love Productions' previous documentary about migrants, Immigrant Street, had to be cut from 6-part series to a one-off after opposition from residents in Southampton. Controversial documentary Benefit Street, also made by Love, pulled in around 5 million views for its first series in 2014 and travelled to the North East for a second series last year. And so, they're coming to Sheffield to show how communities can work together, but also to show the tensions that's not just between whites and Asians, or whites and blacks, or Indians and Kashmiris, or Pakistanis and Indians. It's also showing you what happens when an influx of Eastern Europeans arrives and wants what's already there. Isn't that what happened in the 60s and 70s? It's happening all over again, but this time to a totally different, changed community.